Welcome back to our Coach's Corner program here on this Sunday morning. Mike Lessinger along with head coach Travis Hawk, Bulldogs and the Sydney Red Raiders in our homecoming game. I guess maybe a couple other things to mention in that first half of play, Coach. Again, it's a one possession, one touchdown game at halftime, 30-22. Bulldogs kind of tried to maybe catch them off guard a little bit with an onside kick there in that first half, but unfortunately not very well executed, and it almost looked as though it was a whiff, but it was just probably just didn't quite get enough of the ball to make it go those 10 yards.
Well, we had picked up on film that they, with their kickoff return team, they lined up about 15 yards back, and which makes you very susceptible for a surprise onside. And not only were they at 15, they were bailing out fast as the kicker approached. And we had worked on it and felt like it was something we could try. And it's one of those calls, if it works, you kind of look like a genius. And if it doesn't, and in all honesty, our inability to stop them factors into that decision-making as well, because you feel like you're going to have to try to get an extra possession. When you kick off, this year we have averaged not inside the 35. So you're looking at probably, if it's a decent onside kick, they're going to probably get the ball around the 47, 48. So you're probably losing on average about 13 yards of field position. So it's a decent risk for what could be a huge reward. Unfortunately, Trevor just kicked way over top of the ball, about missed it. In fact, it would have been better off if he would have just missed it, because then we'd have been all offsides and we'd got to re-kick. And the one thing that I was glad that we were smart enough to go back and get on the ball. At first, I didn't think.
Yeah, that's true. It's a live ball.
Ball. Yeah. And I didn't think, because we hadn't really talked about that. What if you just barely kick a ball off a tee? You don't ever really plan on having to cover something like that. And so anyway, that was the decision-making there. When you give them the ball your own 42, it was a 2-yard kick. All of a sudden, it doesn't look like a very good decision because they scored. They scored in 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm. True. We receive the ball though to start the third quarter and score with 8:06 to go in the third on Josh's 1-yard run. And so that made it a 2-point game right there, 30-28. And we just couldn't quite seem like. Every time we would score, they would score, but we couldn't overcome that 2-point margin, unfortunately, because if we had been able to tie the game on a couple of those plays, that could have certainly changed the complexion a little bit, too.
Right.
But again, we score with 8:06 to go, so it's 30-28. They come right back and score, miss the extra point, so again, it's back to an 8-point game. And then, we get a huge run by Cody, and it came right after we call a timeout, and we did that a couple of times actually in the second half, where we'd call timeout and then you'd run just kind of a straight draw up the middle, and boy, that just, and being upstairs, we could see that thing open up just like the sea was parting. But boy, some big runs by Cody. That 50 plus yarder was huge at that point.
It was, because I think that was like a 3rd and 17. Mm-hmm. And what it was, when defenses play a forefront, you kind of put them in a little bit of a quandary, because it's difficult for them to set the edge when you run sprint out. And so they got to do a couple different things. One thing that you can do is you can rotate your secondary, have your outside backers force. Your corner would come to flats on the play side, free safety rotate over top. Or you have to force with your play side middle linebacker. Well, what teams then start to do against us, especially because we do run sprint out so much, is they start what we would call a knife blitz. They take their middle backer and crash the DN and bring the middle backer outside. Mm. And so what was happening when they would blitz him, we were catching him in that blitz, and tackle would block down on the backside linebacker. The play side backer was taking himself out of the play. Moses would kick the DN out. It was kind of a sprint out of action, so the DBs were retreating, and it was just a beautiful seam created. Mm-hmm. And then Cody, when he got into the middle of the field, he found that extra gear, and that's what I've challenged him in the last couple of weeks. Is we know he's fast. I mean, we know that from track. Mm-hmm. You know he's a great athlete, but we really hadn't felt up till really the last couple of weeks that we saw that great speed. And last night he showed that, where he pulled away from fast kids
2 or 3 times in the game. Some of it on the sweeps, where he's fast enough to beat everybody to the corner and then get around that corner and take it upfield. But boy, two or three times again, just on straight, those straight up the middle plays. And again, now it's a 2-point game again at 36-34. Couldn't get the extra point, unfortunately. So it's still that 2-point margin. Sydney then scores with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter on another 7-yard run by Anglin. And so then we're back to that 10-point margin now because they did get the 2-point conversion. And then the fourth quarter, they just kind of ground out the fourth quarter a lot, chewed up a lot of clock, unfortunately. I think if we could have got the ball, maybe obviously one more possession could have really changed the outcome, I think. Yeah.
Well, in the third quarter, a couple things happened. First of all, we had to burn a few timeouts. Mm-hmm. The one that you mentioned, we had a substitution error on defense where we had 12 guys on the field. And, you know, in hindsight, maybe you should just take the penalty for 12 guys on the field. And you know, honestly, there's been times in a game where you'll play with 12 or 13 guys and sometimes it gets missed.
It's not caught all the time, sure.
So, you know, we probably should have let that one go. It would have been nice to have a timeout late. Another thing happened was they begin to pick up on our signals for our line blocking.
Mm.
And we had a chance in that third quarter when the score was, I think we were down 8. Mm-hmm. And we recovered the fumble.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened was, we ran trap out of a formation that we never, ever run trap out of. Mm. There would have been no way. And they obviously knew as soon as Coach Kramer signaled, we heard their whole sideline screaming trap.
Mm.
And so then what we tried to do was I was going to signal the line and Coach Kramer was going to try to give dummy calls. And it very much, I got to be honest with you, it just blew my mind. I mean, because you get into a rhythm of calling, play calling. And we've tried something different last night where I got way away from everybody. Mm-hmm. And I could stand behind the defense, really get a good look at what the defense was doing. I think it helped me out.
Mm-hmm.
And but there was that one series there that we got the delay of game. Cody Robinson got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Brody Brennan in the game. So I thought we needed a sub for Brody to go back to I-back. Well, it turned out we didn't because of the formation group we had out there. So it was just pure chaos. And some of that is credit to Jason Berglund didn't play the second half.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So in a lot of our two deeps are positions from other players.
Right. Okay.
So like maybe your second Z is your number one H, and so then you bring in the second H, and you know what I mean?
Right,
so
sure. It just gets a little confusion.
Right.
Sure.
And it's... We didn't look very. There was one point there where we got the turnover on about their 43, and we needed to score, and we went backwards, and I think a lot of that's on me because we were trying to mess with our signals, and it just was a calamity.
And when you got that many people, and you probably have two or three people in your ear at the same time, sometimes two, and that I'm sure it's I don't want to say organized chaos, but maybe sometimes it is.
Well, when you just get out of rhythm,
yeah.
I mean, it's like anything. Once you get into a routine of how you do it, it just, you know, and it just, I had to stand in a different spot, and then the kids aren't used to looking at me, so we just scrapped it and tried to have and. You know, Kramer stands out a little bit on the sideline.
Well, yes.
You know, when you're 6'4", 310, you're fairly noticeable. And so, you know, we've just got to do a few things. We knew that was probably going to eventually happen because it doesn't – I mean, if you have a person watch the offense signal and you write a play down, okay, when he does this, it was trap.
Okay.
The next time when he does this, it's trap. Well, you got it.
You sure.
Okay. You know, it's just like being a baseball and stealing the signals of baseball.
Right, right.
So it's nothing unsportsmanlike that they did. It's smart on their part to try to figure it out, and we've got to do a better job of covering it up.
Yeah. Sydney scores what probably ended up being the insurance touchdown with about 3.5 minutes to go in the game. And by that time, as you said, we didn't have timeouts, so we had to score and score quickly, which we did. We still score with 1:49 to go. So again, it's that 10-point margin, so we still need the ball twice with 1:49 to go. The onside kick, not able to cover that up, unfortunately. And so Sydney really basically all they needed was one first down, and they were able to get that and run the clock out.
Then. Right. Yeah. You know, and the onside kick, I think it may have hit one of our kids. You know, but and then we grabbed it 8 yards downfield. If we'd have let it take that one extra, they didn't have anybody in position to get it.
Right.
I mean, if we let it take one more bounce, we were going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a minute 49 down left, and you're down 10. You know, we could have maybe punched another one in and made it a little more exciting, but it was going to be an uphill battle from there, that's for sure.
52-42 is how it ends up, but an exciting game. Sydney now at 4-3, Alliance now at 3-4, but some big games coming up. We'll come back and wrap up Coach's Corner in just a moment, right after this for Accent Chiropractic.